this next scene, I think there's opportunity here to do kind of everybody's offer vulnerability or intimacy, just like keeping that in mind.
Expect process.
However,
three at once.
Yeah, you know, I'm finger guns. You can't see me doing finger guns, but I'm finger gunsing. I guess at this moment, just to check in, does anyone have strong feelings about encroaching storm? Has anyone looked at that? If not, we can come back to it later.
So we have to do one more of encroaching storm?
Yes. So you can either pick a tier one,
or a
tier four. Yes.
Yeah. Power of friendship is just useful. Tier four, power of friendship. Links carry over between episodes and can be spent during obligation or downtime if both characters are in the scene. So that would get my vote.
Power of friendship's pretty big, especially when we're accruing so much stress. Mm-hmm. Having a lot of links to... It's really... versatile.
Yeah, I'm on board with that.
So, power of friendship. Links carry over between episodes and can be spent during obligation or downtime if both characters are in the scene. Your links no longer clear at the end of missions and can be spent going forward as long as you are in the scene together. I believe for the next scene, Argus, it sounds like you are leaving Quill to be Quill. It doesn't have to be right after that. It could be. It could be sometime later, but I think Nyssa finds you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's say, I don't know, he's finishing up some other task, like... he was like transporting, maybe he was up on the surface, he was doing a deal, he was transporting charcoal down to the caves to some like cooking pit or something.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
So he's got like black smudges on him, he's probably exhausted, and then Nyssa finds him. Probably
yeah,
very
you don't
bubbly.
You like delivered that already, or
yeah,
you're delivering
I'm all done.
That.
All done. Like I just dropped it off, and then he's finished for the day or something.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you have black smudges on you. Nyssa finds you, and you're maybe like tired. You're like going up some stairs, and when you get to the top of the stairs, Nyssa's just like at the top of the stairs, like, you know. God, let's flash back to 2010 where you remember flash mobs?
Wait, yes.
Not quite the same thing.
Keep
but
going.
I just imagine like do you and Nyssa just have this like little song. I just imagine Nyssa there with like a little ukulele or some sort of small stringed instrument just like starts playing and like just like I don't know if they're singing, but they are just like playing a little tune for you, and like are just sort of looking at you because they know you're upset, but
mm-hmm.
they're like trying to do something, and they are a musician.
Yes, I think despite himself, like despite his mood, Argus probably has a small, you know, smile as he walks up, as almost he has his own entrance music as Vanessa is playing for him.
Yeah, it's just like little, just short little string instrument,
yeah.
Like 30 seconds long, and like stops playing as you walk,
okay.
Like are there.
Evening, Nyssa.
Hey, how you doing?
Why don't we go for a walk?
I would love that. And, like, I think just, like, takes your arm, like, very dramatically and, mm-hmm. like, it's like, lead the way.
And let's say he starts taking, like, a circuitous route back to maybe the living quarters or something. or to the food area.
Yeah.
Depending on the time, whatever. As they're walking, I'm guessing he's going to, like, you know, attempt small talk, ask what's been going on, how this has been doing. You know, we don't need to bother with that. But
do that, yeah.
Yeah. Then he finally kind of is quiet for a second. And
it's
goes,
a little awkward.
Yeah, it's a little awkward. They're walking. He's kind of quiet. And then he kind of speaks up again. And he goes, Nissa, I've been really upset with what happened down in the caves.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I really want to understand why. Or I guess I understand why you went with him.
I mean, I don't know if I understand why I went with them. Like,
well, go ahead.
You know when you're just like in it and you think, I can do something soon, but soon keeps just like not happening, and then like it's later and then it's kind of too late.
He chuckles a bit at that, and he says, I think I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, the irony is lost on her, but yeah. Yeah.
I think he just goes like, he starts to get his anger starts coming out a bit, but he's definitely a lot softened. He's really softened over the past few days. You know, it's not as raw.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, it just bothers me to see someone as bright as you follow something so blindly. And I know you're saying you were waiting for your moment to do something, but.
But I see how you take action. And honestly, it's really commendable. So maybe I could be a little bit more like you.
Oh, he's that's tough. That's tough to hear that.
It's so hard to be complimented.
I know. He was like, oh. He says, thank you, Nissa. And sometimes I want to be a little more like you. You've already brightened up my day.
Well, you do seem to have your head in the clouds kind of a lot lately. You know, like, you know what day it is, right?
It's Fantasy Planet Day of the Week. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, like, you say, like, oh, it's like the third day of da-da-da.
It's Kang Day.
And
I don't know.
10 Dave. Yeah, it's 10 Dave. I don't even know if that's what you said, but it's 10 Dave now.
It's not, yeah, but that'll do.
Yeah.
Great. What did you say? That's the day before 10 Dave.
I said Kang Day because, like, it's just a sound
Kang
and then
day. And
then
10 Dave. Yeah. Yeah. Perfect. And I think maybe this is like as you're nearing the like communal food area, communal food area, or do you think like your space? Like,
that's what I was wondering.
You the player like more as a setting?
I like the food area, but like,
yeah,
I'm imagining there's tons times. Of different canteens all around. So it's not like a huge, huge space. It's just like one of the many places, but one where he often frequents, you know, it's like the place he always goes. I'm sure he's really a creature of habit.
We've seen this before with Reinhold.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like you're nearing that, and she's just like, she laughs and she like pats your back, and she's like, you were always were my favorite cousin, but you always were a little forgetful for some reason. And as you enter this room, a question for Tiffany and Anya. If Nyssa invited you to a surprise birthday party, would you go for Argus?
Yeah. I'd probably be a few minutes late because I'd be trying to get there half an hour early, but get distracted by everything happening. But yes.
I think Nyssa accounts for that. Nyssa. and Anya?
Fuck. Yeah, I think Anya would show up, yeah.
Then Nyssa and Argus come into the room. The lights were off, the lights are on. You have like the other, maybe you don't take the lead, but everyone says, surprise! And Nyssa's like, it's your birthday. You were gone for a week.
It's not my... What?
You were gone for a week. I don't know where you were, but you seem a little turned around.
Oh, he's so deer in the headlights for a moment. And then... I'm sure he slowly cracks a big smile, and you just see his, like, you know, chipped front tooth and probably a blush on his face. Seeing people wish him a happy birthday. I think to Nyssa, he just goes, you're all right, I guess. Thank you. Like, really, like a really thought, like he's, yeah, Nyssa never seems to fail to be a font of happiness.
And I think Nyssa, like, let's go of your arm and is like backing up towards the other people and starts just like playing. And I think singing a little thing. I did not prepare anything, so I'm not singing. But I think like sings you a little song. It's like an original song about how much she cares about you, how she's excited to be here. It's a little silly. It has slant rhymes that don't always make sense. Yeah, it's like it's very lighthearted, and I think there's just this like little party. I would honestly let you, Lou, pick which NPCs are here, like for better or worse. for example, I think Nyssa might have invited Ron, but probably would have temperature checked that with you in a discreet way somehow.
I'm just looking over our character sheet. Yeah, let's see. If Ida's feeling up to it, that'd be great. Yep, if Ida's she was there. It'd be very funny if Lev was there, because he's so... Because Lev was the Lev one that was, like, totally weird and bro-y, there. Right? Like,
Yes! Yes, with the mushrooms.
Yeah, with the mushrooms.
Yeah, it was kind of like a bioluminescent mushroom, yeah. All that time ago.
I don't know if Reinhold approves of such celebrations of individuals. What do you think?
I think Reinhold could be convinced by Nyssa. Maybe, sure. Like, disgruntfully.
Yeah,
like
he's not
like,
really
would
cheering.
Be there, like, yeah. It's like, he's there because it's you, and he knows that you're not on the best of terms. Yeah. And so he wants to, you know, but he's not very good at that sort of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, looking at the characters we have here, like, for example, like, Mads, great. UV, of course, awesome. Grandpa Jasper's gotta be there, I would hope.
Yeah. Yeah.
And whatever other members of my family, which we have not determined who exist. I'm
yeah,
sure
that's
they're
true.
There.
They're probably there too. Yeah. If you have names for them, you can, you know,
yeah.
Feel free.
I'm sure Nyssa is like constantly trying, like, do you think Nyssa is like likes Lloyd and Gish, like, or is like wary of them as visitors from another place?
I think Nyssa is a very curious person. This is one of the traits I have for
right?
Nyssa. I don't know how often I talk about the NPC's traits, but every NPC has a set of traits. And so I think Nissa's curious trait is like, you know, she would be asking questions. I think, honestly, her and Frin probably get on. They both have the curious trait. Mm-hmm. But whereas Frin is quiet, Nissa is silly and insightful. But Frin is perceptive. So I think it's a fun little combo. Like, I like this idea of them having this little friendship in the background.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Frin is there. And because Frin is there, like, Gish and Leloyd probably get an invite.
I'm seeing that Leloyd is kind of friendly, so I bet Leloyd is there. Gish, I'm
friendly,
not too sure. Yeah, yeah. Perfect. And then, I don't think Quill is there. I think Quill was invited, but went,
no.
I don't think I'm going to that. Ron,
I think Nissa,
I don't really
care. Maybe, like, was like, you probably shouldn't come, but it feels weird not to invite you, but you probably should go.
In, like, a huge stage whisper, perfect. Okay, that covers it,
just
I think.
Just for your sake, honestly, yeah.
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 And then Archie is a force ghost in the corner, just like...
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
So you have this big party. You're all there. Feel free to, like, mingle. Like, what is your character doing? I imagine this is, like, maybe the more relaxing time you've had, Tiffany. Anya, like, this is something that, like, you know, like, didn't really have to do much work for, you just had to show up. Now you get some food.
Yeah. I bet there's a lot of good food
there. Yes.
There's kebabs.
I think I'm definitely attached to Ida.
Gotta be birthday kebabs.
Yeah.
We're never gonna get rid of the kebabs.
No way. They're his favorite.
No way. Kebabs for life.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Everyone's comparing kebabs.
Yeah.
The kebab comparison. Yeah.
Kebab making contest for Argus's birthday. Canon.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So Ida and Tiffany are attached at the hip.
Probably also talking to the other worlders, socializing, because, I mean, now that Tiffany has more than 5 minutes, she's just wanting to learn more about that, because that's wild.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's probably what she is doing for a lot of the party, is just talking to them.
Mm-hmm. Gish probably primarily, because you have the most rapport with Gish.
Yeah, but just like, from, like, Frin seems to together. Know things, and Leloyd is a pretty friendly person, so...
Oh, yeah. Like, Leloyd will tell you about the adventures that they've been on.
Yeah, and that's the kind of thing that she's wanting to know, and also, like, hey, space, what's that like? Another planet, what's that like? Just
do they
trying
have kebabs?
To learn what she can about.
You know, everything. Argus is giving them kebabs. He's telling them all about the cuisine.
I think Tiffany, like, you're talking to them. Lloyd's like telling you about, like, this harrowing time that they didn't think they were gonna make it to the planet. It was when they're in transit in space, and it's like, oh no, is this thing that went wrong? And, you know, Frin was quick and had an idea, and Gish and Frin worked together. You know, this sort of like, it was this emergency, da 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 da, really, really like spicing it up almost. Mm-hmm. You know, Gish and Frin are like, it wasn't that intense. But it's like really like playing the story up. How are the three of you interacting with each other at this party?
I think Anya's been listening to the stories that Frin et al. Have been telling, kind of picking at some of the foods, having brought kebabs for Argus as well, to join the kebab making contest. And probably has made like something tangy and savory, but is just sort of like picking at the food and listening and not really asking questions, but similarly enthralled by what they're hearing. So yeah,
Argus would be listening too, but I think he'd kind of be. He would keep looking to Ida, but not saying anything. Just kind of doing a visual check-in. And he probably has to go around and say hi to people. You know, he's checking in with his grandfather, making sure he has some food to eat and that he's comfortable. But I'm sure at some point he's just happy to sit and listen and hear, you know, enjoy the presence of all these people and enjoy a good meal.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to zoom in on some of these interactions, but I would really like to zoom in on some offer vulnerability and intimacy if you think any of your characters would do that at this event.
I think probably Tiffany would look for opportunities towards the end, like when people are starting to head out. Because at a big party with a whole bunch of people isn't where she's going to think of, like, pulling someone aside and having a quiet moment. But she'll try and talk to both of them when things are winding down.
What about the others?
I could see Argus connecting with Anya. Like, say they're watching Nyssa perform or something, and Argus kind of wants to thank Anya for protecting Nyssa, for going to her during the mission. I think the vulnerability he would say is like, as much as I was so angry, I was also really afraid. And you knew what to do, and that's why I will always stick by you.
I think Anya sort of like looks down and kind of yeah, I mean, you know, all we can do is the best we can to protect the people we care about, I guess. It seems like, well, it was the obvious thing, right? No time to think, just time to act. So, yeah, of course.
It isn't always obvious to everyone, but you know what to do. And you have a great instinct.
Yeah, I guess it's instinct, you're right.
I think you're in tune with something. Not everybody is. That's all, Anya.
Yeah, thanks, Argus. I'm just glad everyone's okay.
Me too. I think he'll leave it there if Anya's really kind of continuing to deflect. But offer a nice drink or you know, stick around.
What's this, Anya, our first it. Non-reciprocated offering vulnerability or intimacy?
Anya takes it and puts it down when Argus isn't looking.
Oof.
Oh.
Yeah, I think this is in fact the first non-reciprocated offer vulnerability or intimacy. So, yeah, Lou, you get to roll and you mark XP in, I might make this a little more clear. I think mark XP in whatever you're using to roll, which I think felt like forgive almost. Is that,
forgive? I mean, or
maybe it was confess. Actually, it felt a little more like confess, right?
Think,
like,
thank I think,
you for.
Yeah, I think Argus is expressing, expressing to Anya, but he's forgiving kind of the situation and trying to forgive Nyssa and things like that. But specifically between us, it would be an express. And once again, my character sheet is not loading on.
Express is when you use your words with an agenda in mind. Confess is when you're exposing the inner world of your thoughts.
Oh, let's say.
Which is why I think it is confess. Yeah.
Yeah. You'll have to roll for me again. I simply, it's just not working.
No worries. No worries. Okay. But confess sounds good.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right.
If it's a bad roll, I'm blaming you though. So just keep that in mind.
Okay. Fair enough. Well, it is a three.
It's three.
So
that's okay.
It's not the best.
It's right in the middle though.
So, I mean, but also it kind of tracks. So you gain, they gain, I have not read this rule in a while because we just keep offering vulnerability and empathy.
Why would anyone ever not do that?
Great question.
Because it's true to the character, damn it.
Yes. So actually what happens is Anya gains two links on Argus. Argus, you gain an experience. You do not get any links.
Okay, please put my XP somewhere on my character sheet.
Yeah, you get it in Moon since it was confessed. So I'm going to put it in Moon.
Thank you.
Two sausage links with Argus.
And Anya, you get two links with Argus.
Mm-hmm.
Any other people you want to interact with before sort of the three of you have your aside at the end? Like before the end of the party?
I think...
I can tell you who's been interacting with each other.
Yeah, that might be helpful.
Yeah, so I think at one point, like, I honestly think Lev and Ron were having, like a eating competition at one point, just, like, who can eat the most kebabs. I think UV and Mads were playing a bit. I actually think, like, UV and Jasper, too, like, were, you know when, like, there's just the little kid... And, like, the older, like, grandparent, I mean, Jasper can't really communicate, but I think it's just, like, Yuvie's just, like, showing him things, and Jasper's, like, you know, has had a kid, and, like, even if can't convey everything, is at least, like, being there for Yuvie to, like, show things, like... demonstrate, I don't know, what they've been learning from Reinhold. I even think Reinhold and Ida do have a conversation at one point, as well as I think it is who else was I thinking? I think it is Nyssa and Mads as well. Like, there's a few configurations, but those are, like, the big... Oh, Frin and Mads also. Any of that jump out to y'all, or we just...
I mean, the scene Reinhold and Ida seems interesting, and, like, the kind of thing where Tiffany will want to be there for that if she can.
Yeah. Argus is like eyes emoji from the corner, like he's looking.
I do think Ryan, like, if Ida is with you, Tiffany, I think Reinhold asks if he can have a word with Ida alone, and Ida stiffens a little bit at first, but is actually like, yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Okay, I won't fight that.
Do you try and listen in anyways?
No. If Ida, well, does Ida seem like she wants to be alone, or does, like, she said that sounds like a good idea, so I probably am going to respect that.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Does anybody else try and listen in?
I'm not sneaky enough for that. Or wait, no. I can conceal pretty well. I'll try to eavesdrop.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You want to give me a conceal?
Yes, please. You'll have to do it for me again.
I'll give you a conceal?
I'm still in the struggle.
That's 2 twos.
No, I don't believe it. I can't see it. It's not real.
It's not real if you can't see it.
Okay.
So,
No, it's fine. Just keep describing what's happening.
Just get it over with.
Just get it over with, please.
I do think, unfortunately, it's not a mixed success, so you don't actually succeed in this.
Yeah, can I just...
I think what you hear...
I just don't want to get caught. Just, like, let's just say I fail. Is that okay? I don't want this to be about me.
How do you fail?
Someone just calls him away and is like, oh, what about this? How are you doing? You know, like, it's just too many people are talking to him because it's his party.
Sure. Okay, what happens is you are, like, getting closer nonchalantly, like, in a way where it's not obvious. And you hear, like, the briefest snippet of, like, hear Ryan Holt say, no, it was you. And that's when Nyssa... like comes up to you and is like, are you having fun?
Ugh, God.
And
okay,
like fully
great.
Pulls your attention away. Yep. Yep. Just very earnestly checking in with you.
Yeah.
All right. If there's no other scenes, then the three of you at the end, things are clearing out. People are heading out. I do think Ida like is maybe one of the last ones, but I think almost like, is the body language between the three of you, like, who seems to be angling to talk to each other as, like, the night goes on, but, like, is clearly waiting?
I'm hanging around for Argus, I think. I think Anya has been sufficiently standoffish for sufficiently long that Tiffany's kind of going... I don't know if I want to initiate this.
I think Anya probably had started to leave, saw Frin and Mads talking, and, like, watched for a little bit. And that's why they stayed. Just out of curiosity. Not trying to eavesdrop, just, like, noticing and that the way it's leaving early.
I mean, you can kind of hear when Mads gets loud. You can't really hear anything Frin was saying, but Mads is like, I don't know, like bragging, like, oh yeah, I do that all the time. Like you have no idea what that, like, you didn't know what it was referenced to, but like, that's kind of how it's gone on for the two of them. So they've been chatting, and I think like maybe they are one of the last ones to leave. So it is like, the three of you, I think Ida has picked up on, Tiffany, I think Ida's picked up on the fact that you want to talk to Argus. So I think, like, purposefully, like, is, like, pushing you to, like, I'm going to, like, be away, but nearby if you need me.
Yeah, Tiffany will thank her and then head over to Argus when there's no one around him.
Yeah, it's just, like, the five of you, the three of you and Mads and Frin, and Mads and Frin are starting to head out.
Yeah, you'd find Argus just, like, so full of food and very content-looking, sipping on some drink of some kind.
Yeah, and I think Nyssa's just leaving, like, just was giving you a big hug and is out, and that's when, like, maybe you come up, Tiffany.
Hey, good birthday.
I think it was just what I needed.
Good. I'm glad for it too, honestly. This is probably the longest I've had where I didn't have people asking me questions for, well, a while.
Yes, I've noticed people really, they want to hear what you have to say and what do you think about things.
Yeah, it's weird.
I don't think it's weird.
Well, I never wanted to know before. It's not bad, it's just... it's new, and I don't know what to do about it.
I think remember that when you speak up, people will listen, and a lot of people are going to listen.
Yeah, no pressure, right?
Some pressure, yeah, but...
yeah.
I guess it is what it is.
How are you doing? You holding up okay?
Yeah, he's thoughtful for a moment and takes a sip of his drink and he says, yeah, well, today I'm great. I mean, it's my birthday and I didn't even know it. And Nissa helped me know that and reminded me. She's important here. You know, we need people who are boisterous and loud, and I don't think anybody else could bring a group of people like this together.
No, I would have no idea where to start. I mean, I'm embarrassed. I kind of forgot it was your birthday until Nissa said that she was planning this.
Oh, it's okay. I mean, you've got a lot on your plate. I hope it's not... How is Ida?
I mean... good, as good as could be hoped for. It's been hard for her. I mean, obviously, it was a pretty weird situation. It had some good things too, though. I think whatever happened was a lot, and she's getting better. She's back in the lab doing work that's interesting. She's got friends that she's working with.
Were you able to find any new information now that the storm has passed?
I mean, a bit. Not as much that, like, people keep asking me all sorts of questions and I'm not able to spend as much time looking into it. But we've got a bunch of people working in the lab and they're doing some good work and we're learning a lot about how... well, we're learning more about sort of the peculiarities of time, I suppose, and how it manifests and interfaces with our environment. Yeah. I guess that means that you and Anya have some kind of connection to this time power as well.
Yes, and it seems maybe Ida too.
Yeah, that's neat.
I don't know if she'll tell you what exactly happened, but It's clear to me that he has great power.
Yeah, all three of you have great power, and you do so much. I'm just trying to keep up, you know?
I think you're doing a great job.
No. Thanks. I don't know if I feel that, but I'm doing my best. And that's all anyone can do, right? So.
I think Argus is unsure, is trying to be careful with what he says next, because on one hand, he's like, he wants to be encouraging of a friend, but then at the same time, he's like, if I am too encouraging, is this going to damn us?
What road leads to autocracy?
Yeah, exactly.
How do we not go down it?
I think he's in such a good mood, though. He just is very giving in this moment, and he just says, I think there are depths to your abilities that you are just tapping into. And maybe they're not as flashy as some of ours, but do not doubt that they have any less magnitude.
Thanks. You seem a bit different recently.
I feel different.
Is different good?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Good.
Do you think our community is going to be okay? Or do you really think we're... I think we got really lucky this time, but I don't know if we can do another one of these storms if we leave. But I want to leave, to be clear.
I mean, I think we all want to leave
Tiffany,
eventually.
Do you want the census results?
Hmm?
Do you want the census results?
Sure.
Here you are. There you go. You have them. You privately have them.
Private census results.
You can share them as you please.
Fuck off.
Fascinating.
So, Argus says all of that, and you know the answer. Because you sent Mads on a task.
Yeah. How about I got this at, like, this is what held me up a little bit, and so I was almost late. Like, I got this
yes,
right before the party.
Absolutely. This has just been on your mind the whole party.
Yep. Yep. That's fascinating. Most people do want to go at some point, but it's a matter of how much resupplying and rebuilding we need to do first, you know? And that's the tricky part. That storm really, I mean, it's amazing how much we managed to save, but there's still a lot that was lost. So leaving, it's not in the next few weeks, and seems like we'd be very lucky if we'd be ready to go in the next few months.
Ugh.
And people, I mean, everyone wants something different, but we're figuring it out. You know, we're figuring it out. I think we're probably going to need to figure out someone to go in to find Zahn and try to talk to some of the leadership around here just to figure out exactly what our place here is, what our standing is, what we can do, what we can't. And that's been taking a lot of my time, is figuring out who's going to go, who's going to talk to whom, what's the best course of action. It's, It's a lot. We are having a hard time sort of deciding a delegation of sorts, I guess.
Hmm. Argus gets a little quiet at that. He kind of deflates a bit, hearing that it's very complicated.
It's all very complicated.
Yeah. I think he's so aware of just the walls, you know, the walls of this cavern suddenly, and he just doesn't feel... I think he stands up, kind of shakes it off a bit. And
but if there's anything...
Go.
If there's anything... I mean, for one thing... We'll probably need people to go out and do some excursions outside of the city. And if you want to be a part of that, there are people starting to sort of organize what we might do, because we know better how to gather resources in an area than a lot of people, and that's something that we're potentially able to bring to the table with the other groups here. So that would be good and would get you out of the city at least for a while.
I like that.
If you talk about, you know, if you can think of ways that you can help or talk to people who might know how to use what you can do, we can try and do that in a way that you actually would like. That's been the big logistical task.
Yeah. He can almost see you like revving up into like thinking about all the things you have to do, and he's quiet for a second and he goes, "There's someone I haven't seen yet on my birthday, and I think we should go. Do you want to come?"
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Bring Ida.
Yeah.
Bring Ida. Let's go.
Okay. Cool. I will go and grab Ida.
Yeah. And we can continue this.
Do you
want
to roll first for...
Oh, roll? Yeah.
Yeah. Let's continue this, but like this is the connection between the two of you.
Great.
Which I believe it is cam rolling because you've already used yours.
Right. I will...
And it sounded like you were like reciprocating.
Yeah. I hope so. I was trying
it
to.
Sounded like it to me.
Maybe less so at the end, but more at the beginning. You know, it started off good, yeah. And then, you know, Tiffany started going into logistics, yeah. Which is very fair, and also maybe not what you want to be discussing at your birthday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, unfortunately, you asked questions about logistics, and that is occupying
80%
of Tiffany's mind these days.
Yeah.
Yeah. I even made census results.
You did indeed. Okay. Let's probably confess.
Yeah.
Cool. That's a one die roll. That's a four. Okay. That's a four.
Yeah. So you both get three links on each other.
Thanks. Can you mark that down for me?
Yes, I can.
Thank you. I will fix this for next time. It's just really not working.
No worries. I get to be a player character for now. Yeah, I never got to click on the things. Now I know when you're asking me like this question. I'm like,
you get it.
I'm seeing you have like 10,000 dialogue things.
Yeah, it's
to
like
go
you
through.
Want to roll
yeah,
a die.
There are a lot
answer
of
some questions first. Yeah.
Answer my riddles three.
Yeah.
It definitely feels like the kind of thing that could be done on one menu with four drop downs, but yeah. Nope.
Yeah. I think roll 20 is a little limited for that.
Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, all I wanted to do is like, you know, Argus says, there's someone I really want to see on my birthday who I haven't yet. And whoever wants to come with him, he walks over to the animal pens and goes to see his dog.
Aww.
Who has...
I don't know why I thought you meant Anya.
I saw Anya today already. She didn't want to talk to me, so...
Yeah.
Whatever.
Fair.
Anya can come along too. Odie time. Odie's not been happy, but I think he's happy. Like, I just spend time with him and I give him some kebab. Yeah. I give him little bits of treat. He gets meat when it's my birthday.
A little.
Yeah.
Aww. Your birthday is Odie's birthday.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. And so I just imagine we're in like a quieter place. And if people want to use this opportunity to do anything else, or if someone else can be in this scene, I just wanted it to be a little transition away from the, you know, from the birthday
the
party.
Big party. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, yeah. Tiffany loves saying hi to Odie.
Yeah.
Maybe this is back in your quarters.
I mean, I can,
or you said, sorry, you said you said barn?
Like the animal pens, no, like wherever the animals are, like, because Odie, I imagine he stays with the animals pretty much all
more
the time.
More of a farm animal. Yeah.
He's not really a house
dog. More of like
dog.
A farm animal. Yeah. Yeah. Farm dog. Yeah. So it's a quieter, you got some probably like other animals around. It's probably quieter except for those noises. So it's you, Tiffany, Anya?
Yeah, I think so. It's Argus's birthday, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think Ida's there too.
It.
So it's the four of you.
I think Tiffany has never looked as stress-free in the last 2 weeks as she does when she is saying hi to Odie.
No.
Yeah, I didn't have a move in mind or anything, so if anybody wants to do something with this or...
Mm-hmm.
Well, you and I have both used our offer vulnerability or intimacy, so it's up to Anya.
And if you don't want to, then we can figure something else out. Maybe Gish shows up and is like, what is this thing? What is this... very entity.
Yeah.
But also, if you don't want to do it now, I do have my next move kind of in mind for what I'm going to do for my downtown actions.
Yeah, Anya, what do you think? Rally, rather.
Yeah, what does Rally think?
Rally says pet the dog, Anya pets dog.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah, I think it's just connecting with Odie. You know.
Not so much with the others.
Oh, no.
Well, Argus is happy with that, at least. I think that was partially his goal, you know, just... And also for Ida, because I think, you know, giving Ida some animal therapy time, too.
Some animal therapy, I don't know how, like, out of her shell you've really seen Ida. I think most of that's been around Tiffany in private, but I do think, like Ida mostly was, like... kind of quiet, kept to herself, and there's been like a real change in her. Like, she's come, as much as like everything she's been through, at least in this moment with Odie, you see a real life in her that you didn't before.
It's really sweet.
But yeah, that goes on, and then it comes time to call it a night or something, and maybe it's the next day, if that is when you were thinking, Tiffany, or like a few days later.
Yeah.
If it wasn't that evening, that
the
is.
Next day, I think, like, at the party, Tiffany noticed that Anya was looking still kind of stiff and sore, she's basically going to show up wherever Anya is, and attempt to drag them to the med bay to get that checked out.
How's that go?
Well, where is Anya?
A new day, huh? I think Anya's already in the med bay.
Oh, all right. Well, then it's a quick trip for me to get there to try and help out.
Mm-hmm.
What is it you're doing? Just like a quick one to describe, just to get the role in mind.
Yeah, so I think it's on a physical level, it's just, you know, using the whatever medical devices we have in the med bay, just getting a general sense of what's wrong, figuring out how best to treat the injuries, and Tiffany's manner through it all is very tentative. Like she keeps waiting for Anya to say or do something.
Mm-hmm.
So she's really trying to leave the ball in Anya's court socially. So physically is very much just analysis.
I think it's starting to make Anya very uncomfortable.
That is actually fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think seeing that there's this desire to connect, but also that there's this awkward energy, Anya sort of just like smiles kind of uncomfortably and gives like a thumbs up. I'm taking care of it. Don't worry. Sort of just trying to figure out how to use the machines on their own.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you say that you're taking care of it, Tiffany just gives you the most unimpressed expression you have ever seen. And without even saying anything else, it's just going to walk over and be like, okay, sit down here. And just start grabbing out the devices. She's not forceful, she's not rude, but definitely kind of a sense of you are physically unwell and let's rectify that.
Anya lets you. Doesn't say anything, but just sort of like...
Anya at any point attempt to bridge the gap?
Let's see.
Because I think however long it takes to go over and check everything, Tiffany's letting it sit. Tiffany's not taking the lead on anything except what is physically and medically required.
Mm-hmm.
Should I make the roll for that now?
Yeah, I think that's either like maybe a perceive or a forgive, just like the way that it's been framed, where you're just like looking at Anya and being like, no, like without judgment, or like a forgive of like, regardless of what Anya did, you're there.
Well, so if the harm in question is physical, I'm trying to address the physical harm.
Yeah, I think it would be perceive or analyze.
That was my thinking.
I don't know if forgive fits. Maybe empathize?
Just like in terms of how you framed it. Like, it didn't seem so much like you're searching beyond the surface. It seemed more like you are looking at what is in front of you.
I mean, I think as she is going about it, she's definitely trying to pick up absolutely anything that Anya is giving off. She is interrogating without words.
That seems like perceive. Because, like, analyze feels like you're more paying attention to, like, the data, the results, what's happening, and, like, paying attention to Anya is, like, you're seeing the world as it is presenting itself. You might observe someone.
All right. I'm much worse at perceive than analyze, but I guess that's what I've got.
You have a one in it.
That is half as good as analyze. There we go. That's a one.
But it is still 2 out of 4 ticks on the recovery clock for Anya.
Mm-hmm.
Did you want to use another downtime action?
I mean, I am at this point letting the ball be in Anya's court.
Yeah, I think after, not Tiger Bomb, but like Icy Hot Spray or whatever is administered, And after a very long sort of process of having it be applied, Anya sort of just stands up and, like, begins to walk out, stops, and without turning back says, "Thanks," and leaves.
All right, so not fully recovered.
I have a move left, right? Could I?
You have two moves, I believe. You've only done offer vulnerability and intimacy.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, I think so. I could maybe collect some herbs or things that I know are often a remedy for post-combat training, soreness and things like that, and try to bring them to Anya wherever I may find them.
That sounds more like it's on Anya's own time. You would use these if Argus brought them to you, right, Anya?
Maybe. It depends on how the scene goes, honestly.
Do I find you in one of your...
difficult.
Yeah.
I think you probably find Anya in the Astrolabe.
Oh, really? Wait, in the what?
Like, star chart, star navigation room.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. And I think it's where Anya's been spending a lot of, like, alone time recently, so.
You know, walk in slowly and at the entrance or something, you know, knock on the, or I guess not really, you can't really knock on stone. He'll just say, like, Anya, have you got a minute?
Yeah. Hey.
Look, I was out the other day with Odie and he sniffed out some of the really good stuff to help with how your body might be feeling. I use this a lot when I'm especially beat up after a training session. You can put it in a tea or you can just kind of chew on it a bit. It's really, I really think it'll help. He just kind of slides over a little, like a little leather sachet or something.
Thanks. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's funny. Odie seems to just know when people need things, even if they can't always figure it out for themselves. And I think he sets a good example for the rest of us. Ha ha.
I think with that, Anya looks a little annoyed.
Damn it. He was trying to get a little laugh, but not a...
Yeah.
Channeling Nyssa.
Yeah. But he's not Nyssa. He can't do it. Let's see. Argus is going to try to change tack a bit. Sorry, I just want to review this move again.
Help a friend recover. When you help a friend recover, describe how you're supporting their healing process, role, and appropriate action.
Yeah. How am I supporting your healing process? He gives you the you know, physical aid of something, and then he goes, you know, I'm always here. You know, I've never gone anywhere else, and I'm pretty sure you could find me. Oh, go.
Cutting into that, Anya sort of like lets out a. Yeah? yeah, you're always here, not disappearing into the storm without saying anything, not sectioning off part of yourself and hiding it away. You're always here.
He's clenching his jaw. He kind of looks away for a minute.
Marcus.
That all it took?
I really wish you were.
That all it took me disappearing for a week when I've been here my whole damn life.
Is that all it... Argus, I have been waiting. I've been waiting for so long for you to trust me, and you think this is about you disappearing for a week and not you hiding away so much of yourself for what feels like months, years even. I know you like to shut things down. I know you like to hide them deep inside yourself, but this is different. This feels like you don't trust me anymore. So, no. It's not just this. I don't know what's going on with you, but...
Yeah, he's nodding his head as you say this. But he looks mad.
I don't know what's going on with you, but... I'm not about to... pretend that it's been easy. I'm not about to pretend that it feels like you've been present when you haven't.
I've been trying to protect you from... protect us... from... something... I told you something was coming, and you don't want to know what it is. You don't want to know what I know.
I guess you'd know what I want, huh? Maybe you're right. Maybe what I want is to be pushed away rather than face something together. Maybe what I want is uncertainty instead of the opportunity to be there and support you. Like I have my entire life. Maybe what I want is for all of that trust and all of that steadfast loyalty to be compromised by some sense of martyrdom. Yeah, Argus, that sounds like me. That sounds like us. And you know what? That does sound like you, doesn't it?
Damn, that hurts. That hurts him. I mean, is he gonna crack yet? I don't think so. he's gonna go, you know, I'm not the one we need to be worried about.
Then who? It's like
he's kind of exasperated.
All of you are in your own little world, and you all want so desperately to make things right, but you want to do it on your own.
Just let me carry this a little longer, okay?
Let you Please. Carry this. Argus, I'm not here to be a burden. I'm not here to be protected. I'm not here to be passive in my own goddamn life. I didn't ask for you to protect me. I asked for you to trust me. And I can't believe after everything I've just said, you're deciding. You know what? Thank you for the herbs, but I know what I need. And I think I'm good. And Anya drops the bag of herbs on the ground and leaves.
I think Argus says to himself, you know, when he's alone, if everything goes right, this, it won't even matter. It won't even happen. Can I roll some dice
just
now?
Just says it to nobody.
Just to nobody.
Anya didn't take the herbs.
I don't think Argus meant the herbs.
He's just hoping it'll be a non-issue. He'll fix everything, and then what is to come won't happen. Mm-hmm. And then everyone will be happy, and we'll all have a new home, and it's going to be great.
Mm-hmm. And everyone will be around to have... Yeah. It seemed like you were doing a help a friend recover by offering herbs, which Anya didn't take, which is why I'm not sure if it counts.
I understand that. So,
like, I mean, I'll ask Rally. Like, do you think that helps Anya heal from being sore?
I think it motivates Anya to go find things to heal herself. And,
fuck it then. Yeah. All right. Roll. Yeah.
Damn. Please roll for
support
me.
Doesn't mean you helped them. It means. I mean, like, it doesn't mean you made them feel better in doing it, you know? So, yeah, you can just... Support can be getting on someone's nerves enough, yeah?
The stubbornness, I got out-stubborned in that moment, and I simply...
You got out-stubborned.
I simply am reeling. Can you roll for me, please?
Sure. This feels like... What is this? Express? It almost feels like express. Like, you tried to use words with an agenda in mind. I don't know if it works.
It's defy, goddammit. It's defy.
No, you're right that he has an agenda.
Is it defy?
His agenda is everything is fine, and I'm going to make sure everything is fine. And if anybody asks, it's all fine, and I'm going to make it fine.
I mean, it also doesn't matter no matter what you roll.
Yeah.
This ends up being... Yeah, okay. It's a 3, so it's another 2. And Anya, your recovery... So you are no longer sore because your recovery clock fills.
Take it.
I'm glad that we all, as players, have achieved exactly what we set out to do. And now Anya is not sore. No one has any damage at all, physically, possibly emotionally. Everything's great.
Yeah. Yeah. Mechanically, no.
Mechanically,
and that's what matters
great.
Here. Yeah. That's what we all care about. Mm-hmm. So go ahead and remove sore. Yeah, okay. You have. I've seen you do that. Mm-hmm. All right.
I can learn, Claire.
All right. Anya, you have one more downtime action. Actually, I believe all of you have one more downtime action.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone's that you think are brief / could we do all of them in a short amount of time?
Mine is pretty quick because I am going to start working on a long-term project where I'm going to be investigating making a device to figure out how to safely make use of this power.
Okay. That's a 12-step clock. I'm just going to tell you right now.
Yeah, I figured.
When you say this power, can you remind me what specifically?
Storms.
Gotcha. Dust storm.
I'm doing something extremely advisable right now, and there's no possible way that this could go wrong.
Can I help with...
So I imagine what this is making a blueprint, right? Ooh. Like, you're not just making one device, you're making a blueprint.
Yeah, I mean, I'm prototyping. It's like, there's a lot of schematic work and a lot of iteration and a lot of rough development. So it's like, the objective is not to create a single perfect blueprint from which mass production is possible. I just want a working thing that I know the ins and outs of.
Right. You basically, you want this, like, you are going to have a bunch of prototypes. But Ida's there to help.
Yep.
For sure. I mean, maybe that's where you start, right? This was Ida's project, and now it's, you know, you've kind of maybe taken it over.
As long as she's not upset.
I think in a way, she's almost excited, because it's like, oh, you know what you're doing. I trust you. If you have an idea, sure. If you have an idea, I'll like motivate. And maybe it's like you both have ideas, you both motivate each other, but we're going to like just have this be your clock.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense.
So what is it you're doing? You're just like fully just researching? We're just do research?
Yeah.
The do research button. My clock. Yeah. I guess that's the default name. It is funny to just call it my clock, though.
No, I've changed it.
Prototyping storm machine. Excellent. And, you know, we can leave it vague for now.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of clocks. But it sounds like Analyze. It sounds like you're angling for Analyze.
Oh, yeah. I'm always angling for Analyze.
I know.
So, yeah. And what does it look like? It's her just doing a whole...
Yeah,
like,
what's the first step?
I mean,
yeah. Well, let's roll and see how far you get.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we will see. Come on, give us. Now would be a big time for a crit. Now would be a big time for a crit. It's not a crit. It's another four. I only roll ones and fours today.
Yeah,
literally only
saying.
Ones and fours today.
So that's a four. So that's still three. You still get 3 out of 12, which means you're a quarter of the way there. Mm-hmm. So you clearly have some device, like. It probably doesn't do what you want, but you have something that does something.
Yep. Yeah.
What does testing look like? Because that means you have to like use these to see if they work.
Yeah, I mean, I think the priority really is on safety right now. So, yes, we want to figure out how to use the storm, but... considering that there was another device that people thought was safe that created a weeks-long storm that seems to have been resolved by strange orb interactions with two transcended people, you know, let's not have a repeat of that. So probably also there's a lot of studying of those orbs that she took just to figure out what they are. Because if it seemed like they worked to siphon or in some way redistribute, like they did something, it really seems to stop the storm by interacting with transcended individuals. So figuring out what that mechanism is, I think, is the number one priority. And so instead of having like a device that is going to be used at the, like, instead of having a first prototype of the final device or anything like that, it's much more having a prototype that lets us kind of experiment with and explore what these things do.
Okay, so you have a little prototype to try and figure out what these are. I think as you are prototyping this, right, like, is it a handheld thing or is it like a large, like you put them in a thing?
I mean, it's probably, for a first prototype, it's probably not small because miniaturization would be a much more advanced step.
Yeah, yeah, you are in the lab, you're with Ida, and you start the first test. I imagine it's this large machine. And like maybe you've only used one of these orbs, and when you power it on, the orb sort of like does what it was doing before, or at least what the cage was doing before. You have this like almost a plasma ball. You have this almost like plasma ball, but it's like in a glass container. Like, I mean, it's like a plasma ball, but it's from the orb is in the middle, and you have this lightning sort of going around in this contained chamber, and then you start to see like the middle starts to like become less stable, and like instead of like hovering in the middle, it starts to like do a small orbit into a big orbit. And like at this point, I imagine the idea of, oh, we should turn this off at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Already crosses your mind. But it's before you can even get the off switch to go on, off that like it's like way faster than you thought. It's like that orbit goes bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and it like smashes through the glass, and like just as it smashes through the glass, the machine goes off and you hear screaming.
Where?
Nowhere. It's gone.
How's Ida?
It's fine. Ida's looking at you.
Did you hear the screams?
So? The what?
Huh. I thought I heard a scream. Is everyone okay?
Are you okay?
I hope so. Maybe turning that on was a little premature. Though,
yeah,
I'm sure we have a lot of very good data now.
Yeah, we could. Let's get on it.
And
this is exciting.
It didn't bother you this time at all?
No, I mean, that was, you know, it's just an orb.
Didn't it get weird and big?
Well, to be clear, what happened is it started orbiting around the center.
Oh, sorry, it orbited.
Yeah, in like larger and larger orbit until like the centrifugal force like shot it out of the glass.
Got it. And so now there's just now it's this broken.
Now there's just glass on the floor that you have to clean up. And like I think like, you know, safety precautions, you had like face gear on and whatnot. I think Ida's kind of used to like weird lab experiments. As far as things breaking, that seems like a weird meteorologist storm lab setup, you know, when the storm is about this shit, things breaking from time to time is maybe not out of the question.
Gotcha.
Things breaking and then hearing screams is maybe slightly more weird.
Yeah.
But, you know,
yeah.
Ida didn't hear anything.
Okay.
So it's fine. Do we have another one that's potentially short, or Anya and Argus?
Are we allowed to help with other people's clocks? I was trying to read and I didn't see anything, so it doesn't seem like it's more personal. It seems more like a personal thing. But
it is.
I thought I'd ask.
Well, in other games, it's called a personal project sometimes in some games. The long-term project is another term that commonly comes up in this genre. I don't see why not. I'm not seeing anything against it. Mm. I think at that point, you just have to negotiate with the player.
Okay. My thought is I'd like to help Tiffany with the project, being someone who might understand it.
Interesting.
But then again, that, I don't know. It could also just be a Tiffany role and I'm there for, I just don't know what else to do. And I think that would be kind of interesting to help with that, since.
That's fair. Investigation would also
again.
Be useful. Investigation is basically never a bad idea.
How about an investigation?
Yeah.
But
regardless, you will fill up the second tier. Yeah.
Investigation where I'm, you know, in the lab or observing what Tiffany's doing. Could that be something?
Just perceiving.
Yeah.
Just like watching it happen.
Yeah. That way we don't have to do another scene either. It's kind of, he's just like.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, I have an idea, but we'll see what you roll. So perceive, yeah?
Yes, please. Roll me dice, please.
That's a one.
Oh,
what are these
don't
rolls
roll me
today?
Dice.
These rolls. Stop helping.
Wrong lever.
So you get one question. No follow-ups.
Why was your roll so bad? That's my question. again, I can't see my character sheet, so what are the questions I can ask?
Oh, what do I remember about blank? What really happened or what really happens here? What defies the flow of time? what is already in motion here? What might happen if I blank? What is different about blank this time?
Okay, so the thing I just witnessed was them trying to make the thing and it didn't work.
Yeah, and then it like exploded and the orb shot off in a direction. Yeah.
How about what really happened here? Mostly in response to like Tiffany heard something and that kind of whenever, you know, that kind of pinged Argus' interest the most because like he's usually the one experiencing things that no one else experiences. So yeah. Rot-row, what's going on there?
Yeah. What really happened here? Slash, what really happens here? Which I think is the appropriate framing of this question, because when Ida hears the screaming, you know, nothing's been said about it yet, but I think what happens is just for a moment, your consciousness is back where you were in the future. Someone was screaming. What was happening?
God damn it. How did I know that's what it was?
What was happening?
What was happening?
Is this as you were leaving? I'm giving you the option to explain.
Oh, you're giving me what the screaming was.
If you would like, I can, of course, give you an answer. But if you would like...
Let's see this future. Come on. Let's
do it.
Yeah,
that's really tough for me to decide. I'm thinking of some pretty dark shit, but I don't really want to go there.
Yeah, I imagine. I think what we just see is I think we can't tell where we are from the backdrop. I think what it is there's just a city ablaze. And it is just, it's different from before. It's not Minon. It's not Finzon. It is nothing paranormal. It is just a city on fire. And people are screaming.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's it. That is definitely it.
And it's just like a flash.
Yeah.
And you're back.
And he can
you're
just
in the lab
smell it.
And
oh, God. He has this...
oh, yeah. You can smell
filling
the smoke.
His sinuses, his nostrils. Oh, it's terrible. Okay.
Yeah. And Tiffany's like, did you hear the screaming? And Ida goes, what? And, you know, there you are in the corner.
Argus starts coughing.
Yeah. Fuck. Well, that.
All right.
That's
do you
great.
Have like a 2-minute one rally?
I don't know how quick it would be. It's going to be an investigation, and it's going to be trying to figure out more information on this other planet that everyone's come from.
Oh.
Yeah.
Paint me a scene of, like, setting it up. What are you doing? I mean, you kind of did. You're in the how do you pronounce that word?
Astrolabe.
Is that what it's called? I thought it had like an O name.
I mean, there's observatory. There's, it's just that like astrolabe is what an instrument is used for navigation.
Oh yes, the astrolabe is yes. Yeah. So you're looking at this, and I imagine it's not just the 3-dimensional one. It is like a hologram one. Again, you don't know what a hologram is, but like it's this source of light that you can interact with as if it's like a real object, but you could stick your fingers through it. It's a little weird. Probably feels like goo. But like it doesn't leave any residue. It's just like it has this physical nature to it of like normally you're supposed to be able to interact with it. So there is a pseudo resistance. But yeah, that's how I imagine it feels. So what are you doing?
I think that Anya's been spending so much time in here that every once in a while they catch like Lloyd or Frin or, you know, others who are more familiar and sort of started off by observing and has since like tried to understand the greater context of the planet in the solar system. And I think for Anya, not really having ever considered much beyond the horizon, let alone that there might be new horizons beyond even the curvature of the planet. He's become fascinated with seeing like what's over the metaphorical next hill. Has become enthralled with like trying to see the different orbits of different planets, and probably asking if like what the other planet is like, but to what traveling through space was like. I think to Anya it sounds like freedom.
If you want to frame this as like you're looking at things, it feels like perceive. If you are framing it as like you're studying something, and whatnot, like you're trying to understand it beyond just what you're seeing, that'd be analyze. But it also kind of sounded like what you're doing is listening to people, which could be empathize. So it depends on like where you want the camera to be.
I think empathize is more loaded towards... So I might actually say perceive, just because it's like trying to look at information that's not necessarily like intelligible, but listening to the stories, listening to how things work, looking at the planet as it follows its own, you know, orbit around, being like things are falling into place in my mind. You know, less analytical, more like when you walk to a new part of your neighborhood that you haven't been before and suddenly you're like, oh, this is how those two streets connect. Okay. Understanding
okay,
more.
This is more you looking things up.
Understanding your place in the world. By seeing the world outside yourself.
All right, go ahead and roll perceive. All right. Well, you get one question and you get a follow-up question. So what's the question?
I think the question is, how are our alien friends and our planet connected? Why are they here? And, like, why did they come here specifically?
What a great question that I think I will answer next time.